Pictures Serial presents The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today, editor Perry White makes a decision that will bring many exciting moments to the Man of Steel. We'll learn what it is in a moment. But right now, I see that Dan McCullough has something to tell you. Okay, Dan?
Say, gang, haven't you often wanted to be an aviator and be able to handle a plane as expertly as the heroes we've all heard about? Well, naturally, it'll be a good many years yet before you can do that. But here's a grand, easy way you can pick up a lot of valuable aviation dope right now. Sure, it's by studying the information that's printed on the backs of all the exciting prize model planes that come inside all the Kellogg's Pep packages. You see, there's a swell plane model right inside every single package of that super delicious breakfast cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Now, it's made of colored cardboard, and it's just as easy as pie to put together. And on the back of every model plane is a list of special pointers about that particular model. Now, there are models of 14 different planes you can get all together. And among them are exciting models like the Douglas Skymaster. That's a transport, you know. And the British Lancaster Bomber and the Russian 118. And best of all, gang, you don't have to send in a single penny for any of these models. Not even a buck stop. There's a model plane right inside every Pep package. So, gang, be sure your mother gets you a package of those golden, delicious whole wheat flakes tomorrow. Remember the name, Pep, P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Only a short time has passed since Clark Kent, Lois Lane, Perry White, and Jimmy Olsen discovered a beautiful girl deeply asleep on an ancient barge in the waters off the coast of Florida. But since then, they have discovered that the girl was the Princess Rev Satan, who came from a hidden land called Illyria, a land which had been founded more than 700 years ago. Clark Kent, on hearing her story, decided that the Grand Master, Saki, who had condemned her to death, must in reality be a Japanese agent, who, for one reason or another, wanted control of Illyria for Japan's war purposes. Rev Peyton had just given Kent a clue as to where Illyria might be located when a mysterious face appeared at the window and two shots were fired in an obvious attempt to murder her. As we continue now, it is some time later. Whoever fired the shots has mysteriously disappeared. Now, Kent, Lois, Jimmy, and Editor White are in the hotel room with Rev Peyton.
I fear I have done nothing but cause you trouble, Maxwell.
Don't be silly, Rev Peyton. It's not your fault. Clark.
Yes, Lois.
Just before those shots were fired, you were about to tell us why Rev Peyton responded to the word Columbia.
Oh, yes, that's right. Well, you remember she said her nurse had given her an emerald as a last relic from her homeland?
Aye. Columbia. The land of the emerald.
Well, that means the nurse came from Columbia in South America, and Illyria, therefore, must be somewhere in that region.
Well, let's get to Illyria. What are we all standing around for? Here, let me have that phone. Whenever anything important has to be done, I always have to do it myself. I can't depend on anyone. Operator! Operator!
Your order, please.
Get me George Brooks, the Palm City Airport.
Yes, sir.
You, Lois. Start getting the girl ready.
Okay, I'll have to lend her a coat of mine, I guess.
Nay, do not trouble thyself. I shall rest quietly here. Well, they'll make us arrangements.
Good idea. You'll need your strength.
Here's your coffee, sir.
Hello?
Hello, Palm City Airport. Brooks speaking.
Oh, hello, Brooksy. This is Perry White of the Daily Planet.
Oh. Mr. White, what can I do for you?
I need a plane and a good pilot immediately. It's urgent.
I see. For how long a trip, Mr. White, and to where?
Well, I'm not sure. We'll have to have a pilot who knows Central and South America pretty well. We'll explain when we see him.
Well, you know, we're pretty short of ships these days, Mr. White. Now, unless this is important...
It's very important. Very important. Matter of life and death.
Well, okay, Mr. White. I'll have a 5-passenger Stinson ready to go in half an hour.
That's fine.
Where will you be in case I want to get in touch with you?
Beau Rivage Hotel.
Beau Rivage Hotel. Okay, Mr. White.
And thanks.
Oh, boy, things sure are moving fast. Gosh, I wish I had some kind of flying suit or something.
What for? What makes you think you're going to do any flying?
Well, gee, Chief, I mean, Mr. White...
Don't give me that routine. You're not going.
Oh, too bad, Jim. We can't all go, you know. I suppose I'd better wear flats.
Not traveling with me, you don't. I can't stand women in pants.
But, Steve, it may be a rough trip.
Going back to Metropolis isn't going to be any rougher than coming down.
Going back to Metropolis?
Yes.
You mean I'm not flying to Illyria?
No, you're not. You're coming back with me.
Steve, you're not serious.
Of course I'm serious. What do you think I'm running, a newspaper or a travel bureau?
If you're serious, if you mean you're going to deprive me of the best story we've ever had, if
now,
you think
look,
I'm going to put
look,
a...
Look,
well,
look,
I must
look, I'm asking you to listen to reason. I've got a newspaper to run.
Now, Chief.
I can't get along without both my star reporters, especially when we haven't any idea how long this trip is going to take.
I know, Chief, but after
all... Besides, Lois, this may be dangerous.
Well, I'm not afraid.
Well, of course you're not. We know
oh,
that.
Oh, keep quiet, Clark. It's easy for you to talk. You get the exclusive on me.
If I have to choose one of you, Kent's got to be the one to go. There has to be a man along.
A man? That's the funniest thing I've heard in years.
Well, now, wait a minute.
I'll tell you what you can do.
What are you talking about?
Well, you're sending Clark to protect Rev Peyton.
Well, sort of. What of it?
Send Jimmy to look out for Clark.
Oh. Well, now, as a matter of fact, I think it would be a good idea for Jim to come along.
Oh, boy. Yeah, didn't I tell you? He's probably scared already.
Oh, Lois, stop talking nonsense.
Can I really go, Mr. White?
I think it's the most unfair thing I've ever heard.
Will you please stop talking all at once?
Oh, for the love of life, I can't hear you. Quiet.
I can't hear myself think. Now, I am editor of this paper.
Exactly.
Of course, a stranger walking in here might doubt that, but I don't. Anybody disagree?
Now, look, Chief, there's no sense getting on your high horse.
You keep still.
All right.
These are my orders. Kent and the girl and Jimmy take off on the plane in 20 minutes.
Oh, boy.
Be quiet, I said.
Oh, I didn't say anything.
All right. Lois and I will carry on from Metropolis. And understood?
Sure.
You're the boss.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Then get going. Lois, wake the girl. Get her ready. We better explain to her what's going to happen. If she sees a plane, let alone goes up in one, she may die of fright.
Okay,
and
Chief.
Kent.
Yes?
You and Jim start to the airport now.
Right,
take your course and see that they step on it, getting that ship in order.
Okay.
If you run into any trouble, ask for George Brooks and tell him to clear everything. And by that time...
Well, Lord, Chief, looks like Jim, Rev Peyton, and the bird are comfortably set in the plane. Goodbye until... Well, until...
So long, Clark. Good luck.
Thanks.
Goodbye, Ken. Take it easy now. Get a good story.
You bet.
I'm sure we'll find Elyria all right.
Goodbye, Mr. White, Miss Lane. Don't forget to let my mother know where I went. Tell her not to worry.
Relax, Jim.
Bye.
They can't hear you over this noise.
Huh?
They can't hear you.
Oh.
I feel like Clark. It's a strange sensation. But the thought that soon my eyes shall again behold Delirium gives me courage and strength.
Good girl. How about you, Jim?
Oh, me? Oh, I'm okay. I've been up in a plane before. Well, I was even in a rocket ship once.
Sure, I know, but this may even be a little more exciting. My hunch is we're going to see parts of this world we've never even dreamed of before. Caribbean now. Soon we'll be sighting the mainland.
And then shall we deny Illyria?
Uh-huh. Shouldn't be more than 200 miles or so from the coast. Let's be patient, Rusty.
You know, Mr. Kent, just a little while ago I was excited about fishing on the Atlantic.
Uh-huh.
Now look at
me. I am.
Flying over South America. Golly, I'll see the Amazon River and the Orinoco. I gotta pinch myself every once in a while to make sure I'm not dreaming.
Now, we should be flying southeast.
Well, that's what we're doing, aren't we?
Why, no. No, Jim, it seems to me the plane is heading west. See? The sun is setting directly in front of us. I don't like this, Jim. I don't like it at all.
Puzzled, Clark Kent tries to recall the exact instructions he gave the pilot at the Florida airport. He knows that going off course in this area can be almost fatal.
For it is here that many courageous explorers have been lost forever. We'll return in a moment to learn whether the plane is off course. And now, back to the adventures of Superman. Clark Kent has just noticed that their plane seems to be flying off course. Rev Peyton, aware of his concern, touches it.
Why hast thou flown into Sierra, Kent?
Something fishy here. We're flying awfully high. It seems to me we're off course. Wait a minute, I'll check with the pilot. Pilot! Pilot!
Yeah? What is it?
Open the door a minute.
Use the radio to contact Florida, if you don't mind. The radio's out of order.
What?
Kent, we're going to get back to the controls or we'll crash.
Don't worry, kid. We're flying on automatic gyro. We're not crashed. At least, not yet. Sorry, the radio's out of order.
What are you talking about?
Just what I said. The radio's out of order.
Why didn't you report that to me before?
Look, Mr. Kent, I'm running this ship. Back here, speak and sit down.
Sierra Kent, this man is a stranger. A great Blacklock. Our eyes have not beheld him before. Dost thou not remember the other one?
Sure, I remember. The pilot we spoke to first had Charlie Brown.
That Damon, a kid, talk too much.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
Never mind that. I'm following instructions.
You're not following the instructions I gave you.
Yeah? Who said so?
I do. You were told to fly due southeast after sighting the mainland. And this ship is flying due west. Now, please step aside.
I told you. The radio is out of order. Now, if all you want to do is check the course, I have the flight chart here in my pocket.
Look out, Mr. Kent. He's pulling a gun.
Get back there, Jim. You too, Mr. Kent. Me too. What?
Get back there with him. You notice my gun's not pointing at you, but at that girl. If there's one move out of you, she gets it. And the kid's next.
At this unexpected turn of events, Clark Kent stares at the strange pilot of the plane. If he dares make a move to get the gun away from him, Rev Peyton or Jimmy may be killed. At this moment, Superman is helpless. But will he be for long? To find out, listen tomorrow to the next thrilling episode in The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. This is Mutual.